Women's Bureau of the Department of Labor to host webinar on the power of trans inclusion in the workforce. By Spencer Lindquist on June 17, 2022. The Women's Bureau at the U.S. Department of Labor is set to hold a webinar titled Equity in the Workplace: The Power of Trans Inclusion in the Workforce, where attendees will hear from left-wing activists. The Women's Bureau of the Department of Labor, which is hosting the event, was created to safeguard the interests of working women, to advocate for their equality and economic security for themselves and their families, and to promote quality work environments. The webinar will focus on topics such as creating nurturing spaces for trans employees, pronoun usage, and implicit bias. It will also discuss the cycle of employment discrimination, unemployment, homelessness, violence, poverty, and incarceration experienced by the transgender workforce. Attendees will hear from three different speakers, including Kiara St. James, who founded and is the executive director of the New York Transgender Advocacy Group, NETAG. The organization hosted a series of events in early June, including one that took place on International Sex Workers' Day that discussed the decriminalization of prostitution in conjunction with a left-wing organization called Decriminalize Sex Work. The advocacy group provides culturally sensitive educational trainings to organizations, groups, and legislators. It also offers organizational cultural sensitivity training that serves individuals who consider themselves transgender, gender non-conforming, or non-binary. Such trainings are offered to K-12 educational institutions, businesses, governments, and hospitals, and focus on themes such as the role of bias, LGBTQ language and terminology, stages of cultural awareness, the difference between sexual orientation and gender identify/expression, and effective approaches in dismantling toxic culture in your organization. Additionally, NETAG also trains leftist activists to develop an effective advocacy campaign and to organize and build collaborative mobilization plans for gender-based legislation. Marissa Miller, the founder of Trans Solutions Research and Resource Center, will be addressing the attendees of the webinar as well. Attendees will also hear from Zahara Bassett, a man attempting to become a woman, who is the founder and CEO of a left-wing organization called Life is Work. The organization seeks to employ trans women of color and uplift trans people of color through direct services, activism, and advocacy. Life is Work describes itself as the first black and brown trans-led social services and advocacy organization in the Midwest. Wendy Chunhoon, who is appointed by Biden, is the current director of the Women's Bureau. Her biography explains that she has experience building cross-movement organizing among paid leave advocates, communities of color, groups working for reproductive and disability justice, equality for LGBTQ individuals, and organized labor. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.